It's time for Your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Good morning, everybody. Could the Avs' second-round opponent be coming into sharper focus?
Miro Heiskanen to Robertson. Settles to his left. Shot blocked again. He scores! Now the whole bottom bowl is standing. Robertson may have lifted everybody in Dallas to their feet as the Stars take the lead.
Stars Radio, or actually, I'm sorry, that was ESPN. As Dallas, after falling behind 2-0 in this series, they have roared back. They've won 3 in a row. They now lead Vegas 3-2 as Dallas tries to get revenge for losing to Vegas last year in the conference finals. And Dallas, one win away from doing that, which would set up a second round date with the Avalanche.
Bring it on. Let's go.
From a just like juice rivalry, subplot standpoint, either one of these matchups would be fantastic.
Oh, they're both great.
Either one would be great.
Yeah, they're both great matchups. No question about it. Dallas, then they have the points in the Western Conference, points leader. That's never a good thing. Well, no, they were overall second points.
They were second in the league.
But I think first in the West.
First.
Right.
Okay, now you got me thinking again here. I stopped worrying about the standings once the playoffs began.
You get points in the playoffs?
No, you do not.
Well, why not? No. I mean, if it's such a good system, why would you not get points?
The Stars had the most points in the West, second most points in the league.
Right. So, well, why would you quit the points?
Because it's not the same game in the playoffs.
Oh, you change your game for the playoffs?
Yes, you do. I know. It's kind of weird, but they do. But at least in the playoffs, it's pure. You play until the end.
Okay.
There are no wonky 3-on-3 overtimes or shootouts. No, you keep playing till you have a winner.
The loser
gets nothing.
These points are the most important thing there is in hockey until we get to the playoffs when they're not important at all.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm getting it down.
You're starting to figure out hockey.
I'm becoming a hockey guy.
You are figuring out hockey. Next on the Morning Brew, I don't know how much you've been paying attention to what's going on the other part of the bracket for the Nuggets in the West, as we know they're going to be playing Minnesota, but the Mavericks stomped the Clippers in L.A., hammered them last night. I know this, maybe this could come back to bite. I just feel like Nuggets, Timberwolves are the Western Conference Finals. I just don't buy Dallas. They're a two-man team.
Yeah.
And it's a formidable duo. Don't get me wrong, but I just don't see them having the team to beat a team like the Nuggets four times. Oklahoma City, I still feel they're a year away. So to me, this is the Western Conference final right here. Whoever wins Nuggets Timberwolves goes to the NBA Finals.
I agree with you. I look at Minnesota, they're kind of, you know, Tim Conley goes over there, right? I mean, they've kind of grown that thing, that same organic way that the Nuggets have done it. They've got a good team. Obviously, they've played together for a long time with Gobert and Kat and Conley and all the different cats on there. And Anthony Edwards is quickly becoming everybody's new NBA favorite player, right? At least all national analysts, he's becoming the best player in the NBA. Just ask any, Stephen A. Smith / Kendrick Perkins around, and they'll tell you. And they got an all-Timmy. They got the leader of the all-Timmy team.
That would be Kyle Anderson.
It's going to be tough to beat that.
Next on the Morning Brew, speaking of the Timberwolves, so an update on their coach. This is certainly a storyline going into the series. Chris Finch, who collided with a player during their last game and suffered a torn patella tendon, had surgery on it. The plan is for him to travel here for the games, and they're working on a special seating configuration on the bench. Now, I mean, those benches are really packed tight.
Yeah.
You know, with all the fans now that pay premium prices to sit there, you got the 17 assistant coaches that you have to make room for that every team has these days. So they're trying to find a seating configuration that will allow him to be on the bench but will properly protect him.
He needs one of those. You ever see those where you're in those bubbles and you run into each other in like the circular bubble thing?
You bounce off each other.
They need to put him in one of them bubble things.
Yes. He needs like one of those bubble things or like what the Pope travels in.
Yeah.
The Pope mobile. He needs like something that's just like
or like one of those hamsters.
Safe.
You put the hamster in that plastic wheel and you let him run around the house.
Right, right.
Take him out of his cage.
Yeah.
He needs a hamster wheel cage thing.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Rockies. The Rockies are interesting because they're so historically bad. Boy, if you subscribe to the idea that you'd either be really good or really bad and you just don't want to be stuck in whatever sport you're rooting for, purgatory, well, the Rockies are following through on this one. Historically bad. Lose again to the Marlins. They're the only team in Major League Baseball now that has not won a season series. They are adding to their Major League record of consecutive games to start a season, trailing in every game. That's now at 30. And they are on pace for a season that would make them 38-124.
Not bad.
Now you got me kind of curious. What is the all-time losingest Major League Baseball record?
Oh, it got to be somebody in the teens. Like 19 and worst record in the history of baseball.
The Mets, right? The expansion Mets had a terrible team, right? So if you're looking at kind of the modern era.
All right.
1962 Mets lost 120.
Just 120?
Just 120.
Was it 156 back then?
Nope, that was 162. They
it
went
was.
40 and 120. So the Rockies right now are on pace for the most losses ever in a season.
In the modern era. Congratulations. Hey, you know what? They've heard the noise, the criticism, and they're not happy.
And you know what? Forget about the 62 Mets. I am now channeling the 1899 Cleveland Spiders, who went 20-134.
20-134. That was 154 games, right?
Correct. Let's go Spiders.
Yes.
Rockies and Spiders.
What were they?
The Cleveland Spiders? 1899.
That's
lost
134
games.
The Spiders.
Is the pace the Rockies are on.
I don't like spiders.
Oh.
I am not.
This is a movie I saw once. Never again.
Uh-huh.
Never again.
Arachnophobia. Arachnophobia.
Never, ever again. Had my doppelganger in there.
Yes.
Jeff Daniels. Jeff Goodman, I think. Jeff Goodman, right?
Yeah.
Roseanne guy, right?
Yeah.
Jeff Goodman, right? Yes, Jeff Goodman. He was in it. Oh.
I don't like, man. I do not like spiders.
Oh, I don't mind spiders. If I had to sit through a spider movie versus a snake movie, no contest. I'll sit through the spiders, but arachnophobia.
Oh, woo. I don't like the spiders.
Woo.
Spiders really bother. I'm not like I'm a big fan of snakes either.
No.
Spiders are really scary.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.
So if there's a spider in the house, who takes care of it?
Yeah.
Your wife.
You put your fear aside?
Yeah, I don't like them. I don't sit there with my, tail tucked between my legs.
You take it out, but with...
Yeah, well, there was a little spider crawling across the floor the other day after my granddaughter was... She's like, oh, it's a spider. And I just grabbed it with my fingers, and put it in the toilet. Flushed it.
Why'd you...
You just drowned it?
You drowned it?
You didn't put it out of its misery?
Yeah, did you put it out of its misery?
I squished
first?
It between my fingers.
Oh, then? Okay, fine.
Like a booger, and then I flicked it.
Okay, great. That's fine. I was like, wow.
Flushed it.
That's like cruel and unjust. I mean, just squash it. And quickly.
And
lights
put it out.
But don't like pick it up, leave it alive, and then flush it.
You never know. Maybe
then it might come back.
Maybe it likes raw sewage. Maybe it's a sewage spider. Who knows?
I don't know. Then it might grow.
They're creepy. Like they got eight legs.
Like one of those little alligators that get disposed of, and then they grow up in the sewers, and it'll be like 30 feet long or something.
Classic bad movie from the 80s, the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah. John Goodman. Where did I come up with Jeff? I knew that one didn't sound right.
John Goodman.
John Goodman, yes.
Well, I just agree with you because I really wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toxic Avenger.
Someone said, not Jeff there, Michelle.
Michelle.
Michel Goudet. I'm Pierre.
Pierre.
Not Michelle. Michel Goudet. Just love saying Michel Goudet. Love saying Troy Rank. He joins us next.